time for your letters, and we received many on last week's conversation with Doyle McManus of the Los Angeles Times about the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth and John Kerry. Why aren't all the people who are talking about John Kerry's military record looking more closely at George Bush's, writes Nancy Jane Moore of Washington, D.C. While military service is certainly not a necessary qualification for public office, it scares me greatly that our national security is in the hands of gung-ho war lovers who have never really served in the military. It is equally disturbing to see those who supported the Vietnam War but ducked any service of their own attacking those who actually served. Gary Rosenberger of New York City added, "Missing from your discussion was the whole point of this ad, which is to divert attention away from the military record of this president, whose handling of Iraq calls to question his competence as a soldier and commander-in-chief, and whose own blemished record of military service is still AWOL. Now that's the truth." Finally, there were many compliments about Andy Trudeau's tribute to film music composer Elmer Bernstein last week. Gary Gackstetter of the Winfield Regional Symphony in Kansas writes, "In a culture where flash and hype are always chosen over substance and spirit, Mr. Bernstein's music was overlooked. It's our loss. Just as today's Hollywood can't make a To Kill a Mockingbird, so you will not find a film score composer who could write such a beautiful melody. His music was just a reflection of himself, a gentle but powerful man who lived life with boundless energy." Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.